A Jewish Journal article. French Muslim man arrested for allegedly killing Jewish roommate. A Muslim man was arrested for allegedly killing his roommate, Eil Haddad, on August 20. The Times of Israel, TOY, reported that the alleged assailant, Mohammed Dridi, confessed to killing Haddad, 34, because Haddad owed him 100 euros and because Haddad was Jewish. An axe to the head smashed Haddad's skull and his body was subsequently torched and buried. Dridi eventually turned himself into the police. Haddad was originally from Tunisia and his family currently resides in Beersheba, Israel. Various Jewish groups are calling for authorities to look into every possible motive for the killing, including anti-Semitism. An official in an unidentified Jewish organization told the Jerusalem Post that the killing appeared to be the result of a feud between friends rather than being the result of anti-Semitism. It's been 3 months with three Jews being killed in weird situations in France, so we need to understand if there is a reason behind these terrible situations, the official said. The Simon Wiesenthal Center tweeted, "Why is it that when a Jew is murdered in hashtag France there is always a struggle to get all the facts from the authorities?" Aviva Klompas, former head of speechwriting at the Israeli mission to the United Nations, tweeted that the ensuing silence over Haddad's death is an outrage. "Where is the media? Where are the French authorities? Where is the EU?" she asked. "Raise your voice and demand action." Former Miss Iraq Sarah Aydin criticized French President Emmanuel Macron for not denouncing Haddad's killing. "Islamists succeed when our leaders don't condemn their crimes. They're emboldened when our mainstream media turn blind eye to their threat. They are empowered when people are afraid to criticize their ideology out of the fear of being labeled as Islamophobes," she wrote.